Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. David Gage is here. David's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 10 years as an outstanding member. He's the co-founder of BMC Associates, along with our good friend Ed Kopp, his partner. He's the author of The Partnership Charter, how to start out right with your new business partnership and or fix the one you're in, as he says in the book. And he's our good friend, David Gage. Welcome back to the show.
It's a pleasure to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back, David. So I was telling the audience about what the work that you do, helping family-owned businesses, partnerships, get started on the right foot. If they run off the rail, get back on the rails, or if they're in the process of divesting, and maybe one side or maybe both sides, and their family members in the wings who want to take the business, or they're trying to sell a business to an outside party. This is where you work. This is where you go to work to help all of that happen with as much function and as little dysfunction as possible, right?
It is. So it's both in the startup, which is really about prevention, but most of our work is still, unfortunately, in the field of conflict resolution. So that really occurs many times when businesses, when partners, family or non-family partners, are in transition. So they're trying to do something that they probably have not planned all that well for, because, as you know, when businesses are starting up, they're really raring to get going, and startup is exciting, and it's rare that people at that time will do almost any planning for how they're going to transition.
But it's also like a young couple. And one of them says, you need to sign this prenup agreement.
Prenup? Yeah.
And now here we are. We got these two partners, and they love each other. They're excited. They're ready to go to work. And one of them says, okay, let's work on a document that we go to if one of us goes off the rails and the other one doesn't like it. And that kind of hits the whole thing with a bucket of cold water, doesn't it?
Very cold water. Very cold water, and it's very, very easy to not do that. And then you've got a situation as you're going along. It's very difficult to say, we're going great. Why don't we stop and think about what's going to happen, next when one of us wants to leave the business? That's really very difficult to do then too. So typically, there's no scenario planning ahead of time, kind of the what if one of us wants to retire, what if we make it till we're 60 and one of us wants to slow down or get out completely. So there's none of that what if and scenario hypothesis planning, and what happens is it's just suddenly you've got partners and one of them is facing that decision to get out, and there's really no planning for how to do it. So now you've got to figure it out on the fly, as they say. And it's very challenging, because then you've got to do the whole business about who is going to take the person's place, are there shares going to be bought out, and then there's also the personal side about losing one's identity. So right now, for example, we're working with a family business on the West Coast, and the CEO.
David, hold on to that thought, because I want you to talk about that family in a second. But what I was going to ask you in that startup, The other reason why that it's hard for people to think about, you know, breaking up when you're just now getting things together is to do that is to imagine that you've been successful, you've lasted, and now you've got something to split up. In the early days, the two people are putting, I got my nickel, you got your nickel, let's rub them together and see if we can make something about it. It's hard to imagine how big this thing could be, and if you know what I mean, it's the overall success of the venture is hard to imagine. And then you get lawyers involved. It's a tough one, folks. But there are some things that you can learn. And as we get into these next two segments, and David talks about these case studies that he's been working on, real life situations without the names. You'll be able to see how you can start your partnership, your family-owned business, the right way.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.